Welcome to Center for Spiritual Living, Colorado Springs. I'm Reverend Norm Bouchard, Senior Minister. Thank you for joining our service today. We are so excited to share our community with you. You are joining with so many other people from all around the world who are all part of our virtual community. I'll be back with you at the end of the service to share with you many other resources and classes and podcasts and workshops and tools that will open you for a way to live your best life yet. Right now, I just invite you to sit back, open up your heart and your mind, and enjoy our service. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day. On this chilly, below zero, snowy weather, it's time for people to snuggle up, only if you, of course, follow all the procedures that we are supposed to follow. So today we are focusing on, last week we talked about self-love, that if you don't love yourself, you can't give what you ain't got. And so not loving yourself causes lots of problems in the planet, and it causes problems in relationships and all across the board as well. Today we're going to focus that if we love ourselves and we worked on ourselves like our homework assignment was from last week, then we can now begin to love celebrating in others, be able to transfer it over to others. An archaeologist is the best husband any woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her. It's interesting because as you age, love has to be a lot deeper than just surface stuff. It has to sort of move and mature and really become a wonderful, wonderful piece. It's important. Remember that here on Valentine's Day. I love this particular comic strip because so often the love angel hits on the shoes rather than on the husband. So really important to do that as well. So I want to make it a really special day on Valentine's Day. So I tied my boyfriend up, and for 3 hours solid, I watched whatever I wanted on TV. This is by Tracy Smith. So there's lots of ways to celebrate Valentine's Day. Go and love somebody exactly as they are, and then watch how quickly they transform into the greatest, truest version of themselves. When one feels seen and appreciated in their own essence, one is instantaneously empowered. One of the greatest struggles we have in relationship is not loving the person for who they are and allowing them to be who that is. And that doesn't mean that you have to love everybody in their essence. You know, one of the great loving things about loving other people is you get to choose the people that you really want to love and spend time with. But the greatest mistake in relationship is trying to figure out how to change the other person. It never, ever works. It just doesn't. And so the great invitation today is to choose the people you want to love and allow them to be who they are. I love this. Is if you like someone, set them free. If they come back, it means nobody liked them, so set them free again. It's important to set people free. I don't have time to worry about who doesn't like me. I'm too busy loving the people who love me. That's going to be our affirmation for today, so I want you to say that with me. I don't have time to worry about who doesn't like me. I'm too busy loving the people who love me. That is the power of connectivity with relationship, is spending time with the people who you really love and not trying to change them, celebrating in who they are. If you judge people, you have no time to love them, Mother Teresa says. So removing judgment can be a real challenge. And the other challenge is when we are in relationship, the ability to let things go when they come up and be able to realize, you know, not everything is worth engagement. Not everything is worth the dynamic of not loving the person. Love points the way, our founder says, and law makes the way possible. Whatever we are thinking in our mind, the law, which is neutral, that neutral part of God, just picks up what we are feeling and makes it happen. Because the universe depends on our thinking and our decisions. The God essence, the power of who we are, has already been given to us. And so God is not up there pulling strings or doing some other kind of dynamic. Really, the universe is waiting for us to give a signal, and that signal is then manifested into our lives. So it's really important to understand that. I was talking with a friend of mine this week who said some interesting things about God. You know, like, why does God allow this? Why does God allow that? And I said, where do you think God resides? And she said to me, well, God resides everywhere. And I said, but more importantly, where does God reside in you? And there was silence. And she said, well, God is within me. And I said, that's right. I said, tag, you're it. So stop blaming God. The human dynamic is the human dynamic. And it is our responsibility to have a cause and effect in every single thing that we do. So I have three ways that I think we can use love to celebrate in others. The first is spend time loving others. I want to challenge us on what we spend our time doing in life versus our time that we spend loving in life. If we spend all this time in drama of our story and our lives and all those dynamics, if that's where we're spending our time, there's little room to love others. And the reason we came here was to learn how to love each other and to love ourselves. Secondly, love is not how you feel. It's how you show up. It's not a feeling. It is a feeling, but that's not what love is. Love is incorporating the dynamic into action, how we show up with others. And last but not least, don't wait to express your love to others. I cannot tell you how many times I have been in hospice situations and in people who are making their transition. And the number one regret across the board that I have experienced over all these years is the regret of not forgiving and not telling people you love them. I don't know why we wait. We think there's some sort of savings account up in the sky that we're saving this great dump load of love to give, and there isn't. You have now, and I have now, to be able to express our love to each other. So, how do you spend your time? 86,400 minutes a day is the opportunity you and I have to say, I love you. How are we spending our time? How are we loving others? The greatest gift you can give someone is your time. But because when you dedicate your time, you are offering a part of your life that you will never get back. I'm asking us this morning, how do you spend your time each day? And how much of it is involved in aggravation, in fear, and how much of it is spent in love? Because if love is the answer, which it is, to every single question, then why aren't we spending our time there? I find people who spend 20 or 30 years of their life in a career they do not love. All that wasted time when we were sent here to do what we love, to be who we love. You know, our founder, Dr. Ernest Tomes, talks about God as love. And he says, love is the central flame of the universe. Nay, the very fire of life itself. It is written that God is love and that we are the express likeness of the one God. And the reading goes on, and at the end he says a very simple thing. He says, God is love, and those who love always discover God. Now, when you discover God, you're discovering it not only in yourself, but you learn to discover it in others. You also get to learn to love people who aggravate you because they are put in your life for a reason and a season. And once you learn the lesson, you will notice they go away. To love. Love others to make them feel better, and so that you will be able to see in yourself the mirror of their own eyes. When you love somebody unconditionally, when you love your friends, your husband, your wife, unconditionally, you are able to see your own reflection, your own sense of God. You know, in the beautiful musical Les Miserables, there's a scene at the end of that beautiful play, which has always been my favorite scene as part of the music. And Cosette is singing, and she sings, "To love another person is to see the face of God." That's where we get to discover it. In the eyes of another. In the beauty of another. Spend your time to those who love you unconditionally, not with those who love you only when the conditions is right for them. Hard to find those folks. Love is within us, our founder says. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be ignored. To the extent that we abandon love, we will feel as if it has abandoned us. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again. Love heals, it forgives, and it makes us whole. And the reason it makes us whole, because we were built as souls in love, to be loved, to express love. And anytime we go outside the conditions of not loving, we experience difficulty, we experience fear, all these different pieces, because our natural state of being is to be in a state of love with ourselves and with each other. Secondly, love is not how you feel. It's how you show up. After my brother's massive heart attack, he laid in a coma in the hospital coronary intensive care unit. Tubes and wires hooked him up to machines that kept him alive. A scope showed these wiggly lines of a faltering heartbeat. The only sound in his room was the rhythmical whoosh of the pump forcing air into his lungs. My sister-in-law stood by helpless. As a minister, I have often been with families in similar situations. I have searched for the right words, the perfect scriptural passage, a phrase of hope, trying to comfort them. But this was a new experience. During these difficult days, my sister-in-law and I were torn between hope and resignation. We appreciated every visitor. We were grateful for their stories of people who had snapped out of the comas and returned to normal. We listened when we talked knowledgeably about the stages of grief. We knew that they cared. But many visitors came through the door talking and kept talking. Was that how I had to deal with my nervousness when I did not know what to say? Then a casual friend of mine came to visit. He stood with us around the bed looking at my brother's body. There was a long silence. Suddenly overcome with emotion, he said, "I'm sorry." There was another huge long pause, and finally he hugged my sister-in-law, and then he shook my hand. And as he shook it, he held it 2 or 3 seconds longer than necessary and squeezed hard as unusual. As he looked at me, tears came to his eyes, and then he left. And 1 week later, my brother died. Years have passed, and I still remember that visitor. I don't recall his name, but I'll never forget how we shared our grief quietly and sincerely and without awkwardness. You see, his action spoke such volumes to all the other words. show up in love? By action. By action. I wish I could tell you that story was written by me, but it wasn't. It was written by a fellow minister friend of mine. But I too have experience going to see people. And I remember when I was young, a newly ordained Catholic priest at the time, and I remember being at the bedside of the first person who died, was in the dying process, and here I was, this brand new priest. I felt inadequate. And in Catholicism, they do a wonderful anointing of the sick. There's a lot of misinformation about that. They call it the last rites. That's not the name of it at all. It's called the anointing of the sick. And so there's this beautiful ritual where you anoint the person's head, where you anoint their heart, and you anoint their hands. And you just ask that the Spirit of God do what the Spirit of God needs to do. Thank God for that ritual, because that's what kept my mouth shut. And at the end, I just took this person's hands and I put them together with the oil, and I put my hands on the outside, and I did not say a blessed word. I want you to know it was the best lesson of my life. Just show up in love. You don't have to talk it to death. You don't have to explain it. You show up in action. So you may feel the feeling of love, but the real aspect of love is not simply the feeling. When you love, you show up in action. Many relationships fail because we spend too much time pointing out each other's mistakes and not enough time enjoying each other's company. Just being, watching a movie, sitting in front of the fire. Show up even when no one applauds for you to do it. Showing up. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in our textbook says, anything that will enable us to express greater life, greater happiness, greater power, so long as it does not harm anyone, must be the will of God for us. Love rules through law. Love is the divine givingness. Law is the way. Love is spontaneous. Love is the way that life works. I invite us to look at any part of our life that is not working at the moment. And I guarantee you, love is missing. Love of self, love of others, whatever part it is, love is always the answer in engaging with other people. Show up in every single moment like you were meant to be there, because you are meant to be there. There are no mistakes in the universe. We are meant to be there to love each other. Anyone can show up when you're happy, but the ones who stay by your side when your heart falls apart, there's your true friends. There's the true relationships. That's the love we're talking about. Because when it comes down to it, that's what life is all about. Showing up for the people you love again and again until you can't show up anymore. That's the commitment we have to love each other in the process. Third, don't wait to express your love. Don't wait. Don't have a savings account of them. Don't wait. We are supposed to be doing it on a daily basis. This story is great. It's called Do It Now. In a class I teach for adults, I recently did an unpardonable. I gave the class homework. The assignment was to go to somebody you love within the next few weeks and tell them you love them. It has to be someone you have never said those words to before, or at least haven't shared those words a long time. Now, that doesn't sound like a very tough assignment until you stop to realize that most of the men in the group were over 35, were raised in a generation of men who were taught to be not to express emotion and to be macho. Showing feelings or crying, heaven forbid, was just not done. So this was a very threatening assignment for some of them. At the beginning of our next class, I asked if someone wanted to share what happened when they told someone that they loved them. I fully expected one of the women to volunteer, as was the usual case, but on that evening, one of the men raised his hands. He appeared to be quite moved and a bit shaken. As he unfolded out of his chair, all 6'2" of him, he began by saying, "Dennis, I was very angry with you last week when you gave us this assignment. I didn't feel that I had anyone to say those words to, and besides, who were you to tell me to do something personally? But as I began driving home, my consciousness started talking to me. It was telling me that I knew exactly who I needed to say I love you to. You see, 5 years ago, my father and I had a vicious disagreement and really never resolved it since that time. We avoided seeing each other unless we absolutely had to, Christmas or other family gatherings. But even then, we hardly spoke to each other. So last Tuesday, by the time I got home, I had convinced myself that I was going to tell my father that I loved him. It's weird, but just making that decision seemed to alleviate a heavy load off of my chest. When I got home, I rushed into the house to tell my wife what I was going to do. She was already in bed, but I woke her up anyway. And when I told her, she didn't get out of the bed. She pulled out of the bed and hugged me, and for the first time in our married life, she saw me cry. We stayed up half the night drinking coffee and talking, and it was great. The next morning, it was bright and early. I was so excited I could hardly sleep. I got out of the bed early and accomplished more in 2 hours than I had the whole day before. At 9 a.m., I called my dad to see if I could come over after work. When he answered the phone, I just said, "Dad, can I come over after work tonight? I have something to tell you." My dad responded with a grumpy, "Now what?" I assured him it would not take long, so he finally agreed. At 5:30, I was at my parents' house ringing the doorbell, praying that my dad would answer the door. I was afraid if my mom answered, I would chicken out and tell her instead. But as luck would have it, Dad did answer the door. I didn't waste any time. I took one step into the door and I said, "Dad, I just came over to tell you that I love you." It was a transformation that came over my dad. Before my eyes, his face softened, the wrinkles seemed to disappear, and he began to cry. He reached out, pulled me toward him, and he hugged me. And he said, "I love you too, son, but I've never been able to say it." It was such a powerful moment that I didn't want to move. Mom walked by with tears in her eyes, and I just waved and blew her a kiss. Dad and I hugged for a moment longer, and then I left. I hadn't felt this great in a long time. But that's not even my point. 2 days after my visit, my father, who had heart problems but didn't tell me, had a heart attack and ended up in the hospital unconscious, and I don't know if he will make it. So my message to all of you in this class is, why are you waiting to do the things you know that need to get done? What if I had waited to tell my dad? Maybe I would never have the chance again. Take time to do what you need to do. Say the I love yous and do it now. There isn't an excuse in the book that would excuse you from this homework assignment, because it's yours now. The class is over and now the class is here. This week, find somebody who you know you need to say I love you to, and do it. Don't wait to express your love to others. If you were going to die soon and had only one phone call that you could make, who would you call and what would you say, and why are you waiting? There's only one thing more precious than our time, and that's who we spend it with. Spend it with people who you love. Spend it with people who appreciate who you are. We all need it. Time is precious. I spend it with people I like. I love it. There's this whole set of quotes by this misunderstood, and I really, really like them. Having time shows availability. Finding time shows willingness. Making time shows priority. And spending time presents value. Spend the time that you need. The greatest gift you can give someone is your time. Because when you give them your time, you're giving a portion of your life that you will never, ever get back. It's a gift. Spend it doing loving things. Spend the time you have been given. The majority of it should be about love, not about fear, not about engagement in crazy politics. How do you spend your time? 80% of it should be love. If you love someone, tell them. Forget about the rules or the fear of looking ridiculous. What is truly ridiculous is passing up on an opportunity to sell someone that in your heart you are invested in him or her. It's better to lose your pride with someone you love rather than lose love that someone you love with because of your useless pride or ego. It should be common day language to say, I love you. Don't forget to tell your favorite people that you love them today on Valentine's Day. Spend some time today. That's different than the other homework assignment. It's easy to do it with these folks, isn't it? Yeah. Spend some time today calling people and letting them know that you love them. And pump that in your system because you're going to need it for the person that you really need to tell that you love them. This week, figure out and do a little evaluation of how you spend your time. Is the majority of your time spent in aggravation and unhappiness and fear? Then you're missing the point of why you are here. Spend time loving others. Make it the focus of your life. And then show up. Show up powerfully, beautifully, lovingly to the people whom you love. And last but not least, your homework assignment is clear. Call the one person who you need to know, they need to know that you love them. Clean up the mess if there's a mess and say the I love you. And on this Valentine's Day, spread love like it's free because it is. Spend your love savings account and give it away and it will refill right back up. Pray with me. There is one presence, one divine God. It is found in the beauty in the eyes of another. It is found in the heart when one opens a card of love. God is found in the chill of the winter, believe it or not. For there is nothing in the universe but God itself. And what I know is that I am one with that divine presence, that divine power. I know that every single person in this space, virtually or in person, is that divine love expressing itself uniquely as who we are called to be. Breathe in that powerful love that we have been given. For we are that divine expression of love, vibrating and permanently spending our energy here on this planet. And coming from that place of oneness and love, I now claim that we go forth from this service spending our majority of time in love, loving others, loving our job, loving the small things like snowflakes, loving the beauty of the chill that allows us to be warm with each other. I know and declare this day that we remove all obstacles in our life that keep us from loving each other. I claim and know that for our world, I know that for the United States of America, that we are called to live in oneness, in love, in peace. I know and claim that we go forth this day doing our homework assignment, removing all fear, removing all guilt, stepping forward and saying the I love you. I know it happens with such ease and grace. Oh, I am in such gratitude that when we clean up our thoughts, open our hearts, and show up in action, the universe responds and manifests. Thank you, Spirit, that we get to call the shots. Thank you, Spirit, that love is the answer to any situation in life. Thank you, Spirit, for those who love us immensely and whom we love in return. For we know they are the very face of you, the universe. And so I simply release this prayer this morning, knowing the minute I have spoken my word, the universe gets busy manifesting, celebrating, and allowing what I have just spoken to go forth and dance in the world. Knowing this is already done, I release it, I let it go. And with one voice, we affirm and sing together.
I am the place where God lives, moves and brews and has its being. I am the place where God shows up.
So it is. This is the time we get to show up as prosperity, where we allow the prosperity to flow from us so that it can come back double fold. So I invite you to take your tithe, your gift in your hand, place it over your heart, And if you're in our virtual audience, there are several ways you can join us in this law of circulation. There's a donate button right there on the screen. You can simply donate. It will take you right through the steps that you need. If you want to mail us a donation, our address is always floating at the bottom of the screen. So join us as we pray our affirmation together. I joyfully celebrate the flow of God through me. I am grateful for receiving and giving to my spiritual community. I give thanks, always knowing God is my source, and so it is. Thank you for being a part of our virtual community today. I hope you enjoyed our service. We realize that you have many choices in your spiritual quest, and for that very reason, we want you to explore our community. Have you ever had the feeling that you want more out of life, more prosperity, more of who you are called to be? Well, you have found the right place. We at Center for Spiritual Living Colorado Springs teach a powerful set of spiritual principles that have continued to change so many people's lives for the better. Imagine living the changes you want to see in the world without fear or guilt or past experiences. We invite people through classes and podcasts and workshops, services and personal spiritual development to discover how powerful and prosperous you really are. Our resources are available in person or virtual. Check out our website, and I invite you to engage in all of our resources. Join us in creating your best life yet. I look forward to seeing you again and again.